On today's MVP Baseball podcast, we talk about all the latest news in the MLB, and we give our 2021 AL East outlook with offseason grades and standings predictions. But first, without further ado, let's get it going. This is MVP Baseball. I'm your host, Zane, and I'm joined by three dumbass co-hosts,
Dick,
Jaime, Carson, and we're going to start off with Jaime's small-ass news segment. So, Jaime, go ahead.
So stupid.
I had a name for this, but it wasn't PC-friendly.
PC-friendly?
I'm not wrong.
Jaime, the news. Run it down.
Okay, I'm gonna give like 5 seconds. Orioles. Shut up, Carson. Hang yourself. Okay, news number one. Okay, so we're basically going on what happened on Saturday, March 13th. I got no news from Friday or Thursday. I didn't want to look it up. baseball journalism 2-100.
Wanted to do this segment and you weren't prepared for it.
Well, I'm just looking on ESPN right now. Oh,
my God, dude.
Okay, why? So Friday, March 12th, 2021, that's where we're starting from. Indians trade the GOAT infielder Freeman to the Reds. That's pretty cool. Mets manager Luis Rojas misses exhibition against the Marlins. I'm not sure if this is the first time. I didn't really look it up. I don't care.
It's because he was dealing with something, I think. Like, he had a problem with health.
A rape allegation.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Joking. Okay. I have to say this for my Koufax thing. Luis Rojas' family, please don't sue me. I'm not Deshaun Watson.
Damn it.
Trevor Cahill finalizes $1.5 million deal to join the Pirates. I'm not sure if he's good. Can someone fill me
you
in?
Talked about that last week.
Well, he was actually solid with Oakland, but then he went to the Angels, and then he did bad.
Okay, D-backs coach. This is my favorite story. D-backs coach McCabe dies by breaking rib and open spleen and dugout ball.
Just cries.
not a fake story. Just joking. He didn't die, but he got hurt. So sorry. Nick Markakis. He's a sad story, guys. Nick Markakis retired after 15 years. R.I.P. Nick Markakis' career. Let's see. No news. That's it for Friday. Let's see. Oberg. I don't know where he's from. Progressing after blood caught sideline reliever in 2020. Frenchie Cordero faces another health setback from, I believe COVID. Brandon Belk works back from COVID-19, then mono. Isn't that an infection?
What?
Mono. Didn't Sam Darnold get that?
Mono.
No, mono, like a kissing disease.
I've heard that before.
It was for like the Jets quarterback, something like that. Okay, on Sunday, let's see. Aaron Boone feels good after game pacemaker. Strasburg got injured again. Wow, insane. But he says nothing major. So, this isn't news, but it was pretty cool. Carson knows about this, the 22 pitch at bat, which is kind of cool. Let's see. YouTube to broadcast 21 games as part of third MLB season. They'll probably have better service than the actual MLB TV thing, hopefully. I hate it. I think Mason hates it too. Let's see. Sixto Sanchez makes spring training debut. So that's pretty cool. Oh, okay. Update to the Zach Britton story from last week. He's most likely out till May. So RIP Yankees fans. Ryan Braun's leading to retirement. F Ryan Braun. I don't like him.
He's Ketel Marte's best friend. The D-backs.
Exactly. Yeah. DC government allows 5,000 fans per game for First Nets homestand. That's kind of cool, I guess. Okay, Carson, you brought this up. How do you say his name? I can't say his first name. I'll mess it up again.
What's his last name?
Franco for the Orioles.
Michael Franco.
Is he good?
Oh, no, he's awful. He only hits well versus the Mets when he was on the Phillies.
Got okay, so they got platoon guy for 800K.
They got the elite Rio Ruiz platoon.
Okay, this is also another one that I involve Carson. We'll talk about it later. I like to talk about it. Lindor and Mets are talking about long-term deal. Let's see. D-backs blow up the Athletics. That's some good news for D-backs fans. Albie's facing a lawsuit over foul ball injury. I'll bring that up later. And here's a surprising one. LeBron James becomes part owner of Red Sox. He'll probably sell the Red Sox to China, knowing him.
God damn it. God damn it.
I can see that actually.
LeBron to visit Hong Kong. I can't wait. Let's
God
see.
God damn it.
Not really a bunch of news. And Buster Posey's back for him to get overpaid again. He's still good, but not as good as he used to be.
Just a defense first guy.
Yeah. Let's see. Nothing really here, actually, for Wednesday. Here's a funny one. Angels aim to end 6-year playoff drought. That's a funny joke. That's drought. Drought and playoff drought for Trout and Pujols. That's a funny joke, Angels. Here's another one. D-back stamp Pat ready to show rough 2020 was a fluke. I doubt that. Let's see. Ross thinks Cubs lineup will rebound in a full season. Most likely. And the White Sox look to suck again, which is not a surprise.
White Sox versus Let's Athletics see. At Guaranteed Refuels. Get your tickets so you can watch your team get knocked out.
Here's a bit of laughs for the small news. Houston's Whitley? I don't want to say his name. Tommy needs Whitley. Tommy John surgery. Yeah, Whitley needs Tommy John surgery. And here's the one I'd like to talk about later. automated strike zone coming to minors, but not the majors for a while. Incoming Mason rant about automated strike zones.
Well, if automated strike zones come, then defense for catchers is basically useless. Like when applying it to your lists, it's just going to be.
Yeah, Grandal will get overpaid then at that point.
I just caught. Actually, Matt Barnes in my White Sox franchise, in my White Sox. Wrote to the show, and he just gave up a walk-off hit to Max Schrock on the Royals.
Okay, Zayden, like, I know you're messaging, but can you not end it? Like, we could talk about some of this news. Be a decent segment. If you don't end it, please don't end it. Okay, let's just keep talking about strike zones. Yeah, I don't like it. There's pitchers who are literally just built off defense and framing, and it just hurts their value. It's, well, everyone with a half a brain like me should know this.
Like Gio, you mean like Buddy? Giolito didn't. Is it he built off of like framing? And...
Well, that's arguable. Well, like, actually, well, what's like Grandal's catcher ERA? That's like an advanced stat right now.
Yeah, Tyler Flowers will be irrelevant with that, I guess, because he's like known for framing.
Okay, let me see what Zayden said in the message. I'm not starting this in... Oh, wait, wrong thing. Okay. Just do news. Don't talk about spring training games, a-hole effort. Okay, what were you saying, Carson, about the strike zone?
Yeah, so, like, wouldn't that make, like, catchers who are really good at, like, framing, like, kind of, like, if that's all they're good at, like, just defensively, like,
I remember we talked about this like a couple of weeks ago, and you said that like, who was it? Was his name? Tyler Flowers be an awful catcher?
Yeah, because that's
like no one would want him.
Yeah, would that apply to? Wait, never mind. I forgot what I was going
to say. Okay. Okay, here's another news. Ketel Marte got injured again. Might have to use PED. Just joking. Allegations.
Yeah, they just were making up shit so he can have a day off because they know about his how he likes using pads. So, like, they want his mental mindset to.
Zayden, are you there? Like, what do you want to talk about? Automatic strike zones too? Do you guys want to talk about that or no? The LeBron James. LeBron James. Yeah, so they could suck him off after getting a base hit.
Okay, so LeBron has worn hats/jerseys of the Yankees, Indians, Cubs, Dodgers, and the Marlins, but not once the Red Sox.
Well, the thing is, Indians, I get that because he's from Cleveland or Ohio, and he played during that time. But he also wore the Yankees, so I don't get that. Maybe
and
just
Cubs, that's like, and Dodgers.
That's like a hip thing
Marlins.
To do, though, to wear a Yankees cap for some reason. Or, like, there's like.
Well, yeah.
But he was at the game.
Well, if you go to, like, the ghetto or something, you might notice, like. You know what I'm saying.
You can see where I'm at, you can see, like, Mexicans wearing White Sox jerseys. White Sox hats and not even knowing what the team is.
Apparently, it's cool to wear them. It's cool to wear, like, baseball team jerseys and crap, but not know, like, if you asked, like, hey, who's the starting first baseman for the White Sox? And he'd be like, I don't know, Michael Jordan.
Okay. Next, okay, Carson, you want to talk about this one? Lindor and Mets talk about extension.
He's going to sign with the Phillies or something. Just watch it happen. I'm just kidding, but... Anyways, I hope they can extend him. We have four players that are free agents, like impactful ones. So, I guess they would just.
So, do you think you're gonna have to choose whether to extend Lindor and Conforto?
I personally think they're gonna like try and like get Conforto in free agency because he's like a Scott Boras client. So.
Oh, so he'll get overpaid like everybody else.
He's gonna get like 7 years. Like the White Sox are probably gonna give him like 7 years.
7 years, $500 million contract. I'm calling it, guys. I'm calling
like
it.
Someone who has like
you
a
say seven more.
Oh my god. Let's see. I think let me go through these news again. We already talked about Britain last week.
So
let's
is it over with?
Let me check. Oh, Carson, you want to make fun of Jordan Hicks or no?
Yeah, I want to.
Zayden, once you wrap this shit up, he says.
So
I think.
So like it was.
I'm going through it one more time.
It was funny how the Cardinals manager walked out and he like looked so confused. Like he looked so weirded out. Like what just happened?
Okay, Zayden. Before you close this up, we got one more story. Nick Markakis retires. Does anyone want to talk about that?
Didn't we already talk about that?
No. I brought it up, like, barely.
Oh. He had a good career.
Yeah.
Is he a Hall of Famer, yes or no? Or is he a Hall of Famer, but since he doesn't have 2,000 hits, he won't make it in?
He has 2,000. He has, like, 2,388 or something.
He's, like, not much of a power guy. Really he's, like, a hit. He's, like, just a hit machine, kind of. Not necessarily a hit machine, but he's, like, more of a... Like, he's, like, a Jeff McNeil kind of guy. Like, he just hits. He doesn't hit for much power.
So he's like a poor man Derek Jeter.
Doesn't McNeil hit homers, though?
He had, like, 24 in 2019, but he's not, like...
Okay. Oh, that's it. Yes, yeah, that's about it. It was this. This second will be short, like 10 minutes, but it's like 15 minutes now. Zayden, you can end it.
God damn it!
Nice throw by Jock Peterson.
Now we're gonna go into our NL East outlook offseason.
Oh no, it's just gonna be. You guys are just gonna roast me.
Okay. Can we just look at Carson's name? It isn't as bad as my names, but okay.
No, we can't. We're gonna go to the Marlins first time. What did they do in the offseason?
Okay, so they get a A+ from me. A++. Okay, oh. Let me explain why. Just joking. It's a joke, obviously.
That's so funny.
The best move they made was getting a female general manager, which is it's cool, I guess, but. I don't care if she's a female. If she does good, she does good.
I'm surprised LeBron didn't buy the Marlins.
I can't say that now.
God damn it.
Okay, let me just list off these moves.
We know what if, you want to say.
If I miss any, can someone like should someone like cover for me? Okay, Marlins acquired Adam Simber from Cleveland in November. They got Zach Pop in from the Diamondbacks, which I feel bad. Well, actually, Zach Pop would probably do good since he left the Diamondbacks. F that farm system, Arizona. Okay, but I can't even say the general manager's name. Kim Ng? It's NG, so I don't have to say it. She got Dylan Floro, which I'm not sure if he's good or not, but he did good like a year or two ago. Actually, the last 2 years, actually. They got the best reliever from the Rays, John Curtis. Mason, say his nickname, the good John one.
Curtis.
That's good. Okay. The Marlins barely spent anything all offseason, so that kind of hurt them. Well, they are a small market, and they'll make an excuse for them no matter what.
Miami's not a small market.
They got Anthony Bass.
Miami's not a fucking small market. Okay.
Okay. And Ross Detwiler. I don't say that name.
Detwiler.
And they got this. I think this is their best move. One of their best moves all of this offseason, which was Adam Duvall, who's actually pretty solid. He had like, was he from Colorado again? I forgot.
What?
So that was Dahl. That was Dahl, actually. That was Dahl.
And they signed him for like $4.5 million too. So.
It's a good signing, actually.
He fits their needs perfectly, so they can just like trade him to a contender at the deadline.
Yeah, don't do what the Cubs did with Schwarber. Okay, they get a B- from me. B minus.
And they're.
Well, I would just say, wait.
They lost Yamamoto.
Wait, okay. Wait,
which, I mean, they're.
Shut up. Stat. Shut up. I'm still talking. Shut the fuck up. I'm still talking.
I don't.
I'm care. Still talking.
I don't give a fuck. Let me finish my.
Hang yourself. Okay, let me finish my explanation. The reason I'm giving you a B- is because I just felt like they didn't do enough. I get it, they're a small market, but they could have spent a little bit more money.
Why would they waste all their money if they can't
contend? They're still rebuilding. They're doing what the Pirates and D-backs are doing, which has both led to self-implosions. I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong.
Okay, but they lost pitcher with decent potential in Jordan Yamamoto.
The Asian guy?
He's
actually kind of solid. Well, yeah,
because the Asian only reason is because they let him dry out like a towel. They weren't like they didn't know how to use him at all.
Is it similar to like how Dave Roberts treated Kershaw? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, yeah, but Dave Roberts isn't that bad. He's like not as bad as people think he is.
Unless it's the playoff.
He's terrible. Well, playoff Roberts is terrible. That's the thing. Okay. So you're disagreeing with my grading, Mason, right?
I'd say
like
maybe. Who's doing it? Well, I said B minus. I thought Mason. Are you disagreeing with me? Or like what?
Well, I don't think it's a bad grade.
Okay, you can keep going now. F you.
Yeah. My grade was a C+.
Jesus Christ, here we go again. We're all going to be in the same area. We're all going to be like one below the other.
Who cares?
This was your idea, so.
Jaime's idea, I think.
Yeah, I literally created this idea on the fly. Like, it wasn't even intentional. It was accidental, so. Okay, mate. Okay, also, the F for your.
If they made the moves and we think our grades are accurate, I mean, why is it a problem if we're in the same area? Like,
I'm just saying, there's no way we all have the same opinions on every single.
Okay, look. If you're gonna give a different, like, okay, are you? When you give us, if you're gonna give like the Marlins A+, if you're gonna give the Marlins A+, theoretically, are you doing it because you actually think
hold on.
No, do you think their season was awesome?
The White Sox good? An A or something. I gave them a B minus.
I give like an A minus.
No, I want to. So remember when Carson gave a grade and someone criticized him and he changed it? That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, that was gay.
Yeah, don't do that. Like, fucking stick your shit.
You're right.
I had an
Anthony moment.
Okay. I just want to say this. If you're give like a, like, if Zayden, if you give, like, if me, Mason, and Carson have our grades around C to B, and you give them like a F minus, is your like at least, is it legitimate, or are you just trying to like stir like ESPN, like script it? That's all I'm saying.
No, I haven't done that yet. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
I just feel like some. Okay, we'll just start with someone else next time.
Didn't you give the Astros like a D the other day, like two episodes ago?
I did.
Oh, okay. Then we'll talk about that later behind this whole thing. F you. You guys keep going.
Back on. Go ahead, Mason.
I said C plus, but okay. It would be. Like, I would be with a B minus on Jaime, but losing Yamamoto, like, what? He's like 23 or 24. He's still got pretty good potential. I think he's someone they should have kept. But the Duvall deal was great as well. $4.5 million. So, yeah, he's probably getting traded. Bass and Floro, pretty decent relievers.
Didn't they bring back Starling Marte too? Yeah.
He had a club option.
I
think they lost.
That's still good.
Ryan Stack too.
Or Ryan Stinky.
Stack.
All right.
They're showing on Nelson Cruz's three home runs.
All right, that's cool and all, but what's your grade?
What?
God damn
it. Your grade for the Marlins, Carson. Your grade for the Marlins.
They added, so they picked up Starling Marte's option. He's actually pretty solid offensively, but he can't field, so. And he's like 32 playing center field.
Plus his discipline's absolute garbage, yeah. But he still didn't.
Adam Duvall, he's like a full-on like power guy, but he's still pretty solid. He can be, he's like a perfect fit for them. So, they got rid of Yamamoto, who I'm happy the Mets got because he's actually looked pretty good so far in spring training. But anyways, I don't get why they got rid of him since he's only like 23. They just need to figure out how to use
him. Wow, I wonder who said that.
They just need to figure out how to use him. Like, they just left him to dry out like a towel.
Saying that?
Cool.
What does that even mean?
All right, so they got Ross Detweiler, who's... I don't get that, like, why they gave him a major league contract. That should have been, like, a minors deal. What's his name? What they got?
Copy word for word.
Can you guys stop, please? They got what's his name?
Okay, now I'm going to...
They got Anthony Bass. He's actually really good. I low-key wanted to get him.
Are we just going to go through every signing?
No, well, there isn't.
I did my thing for a reason. I'm just letting you know.
Oh. Okay, so like a C plus. I almost had an Anthony moment. I need to stop.
Carson, you give your grade and then you explain it. I mean,
so just.
Wait,
C plus because like they added some like okay pieces, but they got rid of like Yamamoto, who's good or has potential.
Wait, okay, wait. So the Yamamoto, it was a trade, right? It was a trade.
Yeah.
Who they even get for him? They at least get like a decent prospect?
Like some non-ranked shortstop prospect.
I actually wouldn't be surprised. Let me look. You keep talking. Let me look this up real quick.
Frederico Polanco. See who they got.
You keep going. Done. Are you done? Alright. Fuck.
When Jaime makes a joke about shaving thing.
Who's out of the blue grade from Zayden because he wants there to be a variety.
I'm not going to go out of the blue, actually. I'm going to stay right in the general consensus here.
It's okay, man. So we got to be diverse.
I'm going to go with B-.
But one of the only times Zayden will actually agree with me. Okay, next team, Zayden.
Well, hold on. Okay, Mr. Jaime, I guess you're in charge now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm better close than you.
No, shut the fuck up.
Why don't we do the Mets last? Because it's probably going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah, I'm not.
All right, we'll do the... Well, I want to do the best team last, which is the Braves, easily.
Yeah, like that's why we did the Twins first. That's why we did the Twins last, or the...
Well, because you three had the Twins as being better. So that's why we did the Twins last.
So. I think the Mets have a better team, but I just think the Braves are going to win the division.
Yeah, like
it's a Mets.
Why? Because the Mets are the Mets.
That's not even a valid argument.
Well, I mean, it happens year in year out.
But, like, it's not a valid argument. Like look at the team.
You could say that.
Like, look at the team from 2019. Our depth was like Keon Broxton. This year, it's like actual relevant players. Well, somewhat relevant.
Okay, Jaden, give your thing on the Marlins, please.
All right, fuck. Don't. I mean, I'm not going fucking different on this one because this should be in the middle because they made good moves and made bad moves. All right,
Zayden's gonna give him a C minus.
It wasn't okay. Actually, for the Marlins, it wasn't really like bad. It was just one bad move, but like a bunch of like decent moves that add up to like a good thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the bad move is the complete
opposite. Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie. This stage.
So, yeah. Fuck. I guess we won't do the Mets next because that would be fun. We'll do the Nationals.
The Nationals,
your favorite,
more like one year wonders. Oh, joking, but my favorite team. I'm waiting for them to get Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo. They got Kyle Schwarber and John Lester. Next, they'll get Jake Arrieta.
They're stealing then, all the Cubs players.
The Washington Alvaro, Cubs.
When the Mets DFA him. The Mets are
going to
DFA more.
Okay, they get an A. They get an A from me. Believe it or not, they get an A. Because it's surprising. I make fun of them all the time. Okay. They did a bunch of moves for that bullpen. Actually, they're probably going to, like, ruin their careers, but as of now, they're actually not bad signings. They got veterans, such as the GOAT, Brandon Kintzler, and Tony Watson, among us others.
You need to stop. Mason, did you see that thing I sent you?
Yeah, okay, they did the D-backs move, which is sign a bunch of minor league pitchers. Let's not forget about the JT signing. That was the best move they made this offseason, but then again, there's talks that JT's been dealing with back issues, i.e. soreness. And Carson, what was it again? He got a broken finger, too,
Yeah, I noticed Andrew Knapp and Jeff Mathis have been doing all the catching lately in spring.
Yeah, So, let's see. Yeah, Chase Anderson, a really good pitcher, a really good pitcher from Toronto.
Remember on the 20-run game?
Can someone say how good Chase Anderson is? Give him a statistic.
Chase.
Yeah,
Anderson.
No other pitcher has given up like 5 runs in the first inning against the Mets.
they overpaid for Didi Gregorius again, but he's actually not that bad last year. But again, it was 2020.
I thought we were talking about the Nationals.
Yeah, oh wait, I don't know what happened. Oh, I went to the Phillies. Wait, I went.
What the fuck is going on?
Yo, what the fuck are you doing, Jaime?
Oh, I'm going to my Phillies notes. Oh my god.
God.
Okay, guys.
Fuck it. We're doing
you can actually
Phillies.
Make fun of it. Okay, okay. Phillies. Oh, we're doing the Phillies now? God, they have to bully them now. I feel bad for them.
You said K 3 times.
Okay.
I was wondering why you kept bringing these random ass players to the Nationals. Like, what the fuck?
Okay. They got Sam Coonrod. I heard about him. I don't like him. Jose Abar. Oh my god. Ooh, I don't care what.
Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck?
I don't care what your party is. If you're good or bad, that's all that matters. F you, Carter.
I'm not.
Okay, Jose. Correct me if I say his name wrong. Alvarado from Tampa Bay.
Oh no, you actually got it right.
Is he good? I like you guys need to fill me in on this.
He has potential, but you know he's on the Phillies, so.
Is he the fat guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, I actually like him. Okay. The biggest moves they got was Archie Bradley, who's his career. But believe it or not, casual fans, his ERA is pretty high, but his FIP is actually pretty good.
They also got Brad Miller back too.
Brad Miller.
Man.
But the Archie Bradley, I like Archie Bradley, but his career is about going down. Downturn, like what was his name, Mason Brandon Workman, because Philadelphia is terrible with relievers. They resigned Didi Gregorius, the most average shortstop in baseball. They didn't have a name for him, but I won't say it.
Oh, it was your name.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, they broke Joe Mauer's contract with the JT Realmuto signing, which was 5 years, like $120 million. Which my question was at the time, where did they get this money from? But it's actually a good signing. Well, there's a pro and a con to this because, there's a pro and a con to this because Realmuto is arguably the best catcher in baseball, but it's realistically second because Grandal is considered the best catcher in baseball. Yes, I'm giving the White Sox a compliment, but Realmuto is pretty good. But he did get injured. They say he's going to be out for, like, what, the first 2 weeks or the month of the season because he got a broken thumb. So that might hurt him. Probably not. What?
Hey, you broke your thumb, but it might not hurt.
I said it, like, in the, like, long term. That's what I meant.
I mean, 2 weeks is...
Okay, whatever, F you guys. So these are actually not bad moves just for a team to go fourth in the division. okay. Their grade is A. A.
A. Jesus.
Yeah, no, they.
I would give them an F minus because they hired Dave Dombrowski, who's good for like the first 5 years. Then your whole team just implodes.
Well, he's good for like the first year. But then he depletes your farm system.
Yeah, watch the Phillies trade for Mike Trout and Joey Gallo.
They would have done Alec Boehm for Albert Almora.
Oh my god.
Albert Almora and Chris Bryant when they were on the Cubs when Albert Almora was on the Cubs. That would have been a Phillies trade.
Okay, so my grade A, Mason seems shocked, maybe because the relievers, That's probably why. But you guys can go now.
Jeez. 5 hours.
What?
Well. God damn it. Alright, I'm giving them a B. They made good moves, but overpaid on lots of them, like
Gregorius. Archie Bradley, JT Realmuto, BD Gregorius. Yes. I like JT. I'm going to say this right now, I like him, but I think he was a bit of overpay. I was saying years and years, not like the actual money.
I mean, in the end, like for now, he did. Okay, what were stats last year? He did really good last year, right? Okay. Anyway. Okay, B. Good names, just a little bit too much money.
Carson, what's your grade? I know it's the same as Mason's, so just explain.
God damn.
Okay, so I'd say a B minus, but here's why. Because, yeah, the JT Realmuto signing was, I don't know, it's like, it's a good player. It's a good, it's like hard to explain. It's like one of those contracts where it's like, oh, you got him, but how like will it affect you long term, if you know what I mean?
Joe Mauer, Jacoby Ellsbury, Buster Posey.
Yoenis Cespedes. And then I think it was a good they got him two solid believers in Tony Watson and Brandon Kinsler, even though they aren't like expected stats type player, like they aren't known for having good like X stats or percentiles, but they get the job.
Don't forget to go out for Hugh Bradley.
Yeah. He's underrated, but it all depends on how to use them the right way. Yeah, I'm complimenting a former D-backs player. And then they signed Jeff Mathis. So automatic.
There's only one former D-backs.
But any, all jokes aside, like I said before, B minus. Oh, and they overpaid. D.D. Gregorius.
All right. What about C-?
C-?
There goes his out-of-the-blue grade that we've been waiting for.
Okay.
That's not
David, I got one question for you. Is this, like, are you being legit, or are you just trying to cause, like, a debate?
I'm being legit because they have Bryce Harper and they should try to win. And what are they going to end up? Fourth place, like the Phillies always do.
Oh, yeah. So you're a man of principle. Meanwhile, drinking 10 Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I'm a man of principle. I'm a man of principle. I did this with the fucking Angels.
Yeah, that's exactly why I said that.
So, no, this is definitely not out of the blue. I feel like when you have someone like Bryce Harper, you should try to win. And what are they doing? They're going to try and end up in fourth place. So I'll give them a C.
Well, the thing is, I think
is still got like 12 years left on it or something.
They're in like the bullshit, like mediocre spot where you don't want to be. You either want to fucking rebuild or you want to be
great. I mean,
like don't I want saw to the D-backs were in the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's what the D-backs were. And the Mets have been forever.
And like the White Sox, like 3 years ago.
No, we got in a rebuild.
Exactly.
You guys got like Manny Machado's whole family. Like you took a second grade math teacher to try and get him. I mean, I'm not wrong. You can't deny it.
What does that have to do with?
I don't know. You guys just.
This is how desperate you are.
It doesn't. It has nothing to do with it. But you know, go ahead. So yeah, they're right. You either want to fucking rebuild, because then you'll be great and not fucking mediocre. D-back. And then they're right in that range, and they fucked it up.
Like, and that's where, like the Angels, but not as bad.
Fuck, what were we doing? Well,
Phillies moment.
Oh yeah, I want to address something else. All right, fuck. God damn it.
What happened?
So, I heard Carson was shitting on Dombrowski, right?
Dombrowski?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he's good for like the first like 3 years, 3 to 5 years.
I'll take a World Series.
Yeah, I'll take a World Series.
It's been a. You weren't even. Were you even alive when the D-backs won? Probably not.
Yeah, I was. Yeah,
Carson, yeah, I was. I wouldn't really know. So yeah, I'd take a World Series. But you know, Carson's also the guy who shits on the Giants for winning 3 and then sucking now.
You mean bad contracts they have just in those seasons?
They won 3 World Series, Jaime. It's the price you pay.
That's a Thanos quote right there.
I mean, it's true though, because we gave up Glaber for Chapman, and he's one of the biggest reasons why we won the World Series.
I mean, you have to win 5 for these two to consider it amazing. Even though 3 is pretty damn good. So
I'd even take 1, right, which is what we have. Going to the Nationals.
Exactly. I'll take fucking 1. Okay, fuck-ass Jaime.
What?
So I want you to do the off-season rundown for the Nationals, and then
Carson. Okay, so you said Nationals. Okay, I'll do the.
Why the hell is Carson going first?
Well, okay, so Jaime, Nationals is in.
Bullshit.
He is.
Okay, so you said Nationals, right?
What's the point in mixing up the order of when we give our grades? That makes
it's sense. A gimmick.
I just want to see if they're right. I'm being serious. Why not? God damn. Go ahead, Jaime.
Okay, Nationals. Okay, I'll make sure to read the Braves. This time.
damn it.
That was so bad. Okay. First things first, let's talk about I would say the biggest moves. Well, they actually had some pretty good moves, actually. And let me get my grade first. A, just joking. B, it's a B. Okay. They trade for Josh Bell, which he's actually not a bad player. It's really how it goes, because before All-Star break, like a year or two ago, he was like one of the best players in baseball, offensively wise, but then he just fell off a cliff. I think Mason knows what I'm talking about.
Wait, who?
Josh Bell, like after the All-Star break, that like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He fell off a cliff. So,
it was like James McCain that year.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Thanks for that insight, Zayden. We definitely needed it.
I was just making sure Carson.
Yeah, just so you know, Rockets have loved working with him so far.
Okay.
Oh yeah, he's a great guy. Great. I love.
Okay. Him. Like you give him a kiss?
No.
Okay. They signed Kyle Schwarber. They did one of the best moves they did was get former Cub Kyle Schwarber. Schwarber's good, terrible fielder, but the drawback is that he has a rocket arm, said by Mason.
He does.
Okay, doesn't mean you're a good fielder. They got Brad Hand, who's pretty good. Last year he was actually amazing, but Brad Hand started to choke in the playoffs, and everyone made fun of him for it, which I don't blame people for doing.
No, it was a pussy hit off the
Holy
middle.
Shit, the Mets got Brad Hand, guys.
Never mind, we don't got Brad Hand.
Aaron Loop.
Okay, Ryan Zimmerman's back. Okay, he's old. Alex Avila will platoon, and with Yan Gomes, they have their starting catcher like situation is just terrible. Is Gomes even good? No. Wow, you got two decent fielders at the backstop. Well, actually, it's not bad. We got two terrible hitters. Alex Avila is terrible.
Two backup catchers.
Avila.
Okay, they got John Lester, former Cub, which is an excellent move. Despite the fact that John Lester had a 5 ERA last year. I get it, it's ERA, but he still didn't do that good. But Mason still loves him. You can give him a kiss.
Dick. He's a washed pitcher, but he's probably the best free agent signing in Cubs history.
I got no jokes. I got no jokes right now. Okay, it's a B. It's a B. Look, let me explain real quick. The Bell is really a high risk, high reward because he's not particularly the best fielder, and we don't know how he'll do next year because he's very inconsistent. Schwarber, a good deal. How much did they give him again, Mason?
It's 10.
How many years?
1.
Okay, never mind. Terrible sign. Just joking. Good signing. Schwarber's not that good of a fielder though. Brad Hand's cool, and that's about it. But I don't like the Lester signing, even though I love the Nationals. And they're just taking the Cubs. And they didn't really do nothing about their kind of like catcher kind of situation.
Even if they signed like James McCann, they probably would have been fine.
All right, Carson, go ahead. So
they stole Brad Hand from the Mets, which is very cool. I'm so hyped because of that. All jokes aside. That was a good signing. It was a slight overpay, but like with how his market was, I don't blame them. Considering Hendricks had already left, he was the best reliever out there. Josh Bell, I feel like his 20. What? All right. Alright, so, you guys keep screwing me up. Stop.
What?
What are we saying?
We ain't doing shit.
Alright, so Josh Bell, like, his 2020 stats, I feel like, indicate that, like, might be more of, like, the player he'll be going forward, but, like, a bit better. And then Alex Avila, he's, like, Jaime's favorite all-time player. Like, he would run out to the field and hug him.
That's a funny joke, dude.
That's Robbie Ray.
That's Robbie Ray.
How would you say? Fucking hell.
Robbie Ray with a passion. I asked Robbie Ray for an autograph at Chase Field and they ignored me.
He probably got scared.
Racist.
Probably saw a weed cookie sticking out of your pocket.
No, that was an AK.
God damn.
Have you all watched 21 Jump Street? You know, like the part with the weed cookies? That's like what they saw in Jaime's pocket.
Yes.
Anyways, we need to cut that part out. Because, like, we need to stay on topic. This is just, we're going to look like idiots.
We already do.
Okay, that won't hurt either way. So,
so what's your grade?
I'd say like maybe like a B, like just a B, no minus or plus. Oh, and Kyle Schwarber's signing was good.
Jesus, Harold Jaime.
What?
Fuck you doing with your mic?
Oh, sorry. I'm punching a dog right now. Sorry.
Zayden here.
Zayden.
The fuck is...
Okay, he's taking a 10-minute leak.
Hmm. Jaime, what was that shit? What was that joke you made about shaving? I just come into the group chat and like see.
Oh, the one where I said Zayden walked up to the one where I said that Zayden walks up to his grandpa and asks him to shave his pubes.
I'm so cunt. All right, Mason, what do you say?
Kind of stuck between. I'm still deciding between B and B plus.
And what did Carson have?
They both had B.
Dang. All right, we'll figure it the fuck out. I'm gonna go.
How much did they pay Brad Hand again?
Cunt.
How much?
11 million.
11? Holy fuck.
B plus.
Give him a B.
All right, I got a B plus.
At least it's not like at least Zane's not going with like A plus.
Okay, you're a little cunt. Let's start there. All right, tie me up. Give us the give us the Braves.
Okay, real quick. Huh? So wait, real quick.
Well, of course. I pulled the note. Calm down.
Hey, Mason.
What? I mean, stupid shit ass.
What the fuck do you want?
Okay guys, if you guys hear Mason, I can't hear him.
He's pulling the shit. I'm not doing this shit.
Okay.
Quit.
Okay, let's go for the Braves. Okay, they got Juice Smiley. He's all right. Decent pitcher. My opinion, below average, but yeah. They got Charlie Morton, which is a reunion because Charlie Morton was a former. Oh my god, excuse me. Charlie Morton was a former Brave. I think this is a pretty good signing. Even though Morton's old, here's what he brings to the table. You know, he struggled last year. Didn't he deal with injuries? If I remember correctly, he dealt with injuries.
Postseason Morton.
And yeah.
Ended when yeah, I yeah. said it, though.
One thing that the Braves lack is the clutch factor in the playoffs, and Morton brings that better than Tanaka. Who's also Zane's also favorite playoff pitcher. They brought Marcell Ozuna. If I remember the disaster reporting that was Marcell Ozuna going to the Rays. That was pretty funny actually. But with no DH, he's got to play outfields. Is he even good at fielding? He's won a Gold Glove before. But then again, Gold Glove voting is absolute garbage. No one's gonna answer. Okay, if you guys. Mason's the guy who knows all the fielding stats somehow.
What'd you say? I wasn't even paying attention.
Is Ozuna a good fielder?
I don't know about his fielding, but I know he's got a fucking arm of a sixth grader.
Like you?
No, dumbass.
Dumb Anthony.
I bet I can throw a baseball harder than you can behind me.
Yeah, Josh Tomlin. I could, like, all right, I guess.
I can throw harder than all of you.
Weapon. Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah, with your 46 mile per hour changeup. Amazing.
I just throw it
in the dirt. Okay. They got. Well, that's not saying much because you're playing against probably like little fifth graders. Okay, we got Jake Lamb. Jake Lamb, who is just a great player.
Shut up.
They look. The best move offseason was losing Mark Melancon.
Melancon,
the highlight of the the highlight of his career was catching a baseball.
Say that again. Say that again.
You think I'm being serious? You think I'm being serious?
Yeah, I do, because you're that fucking dumb.
Your whole life is a joke.
Also, forget. Let's not forget. They got Cubs. They got Cubs and Indians legend Jason Kipnis. They got Shane Green.
Well, no,
they didn't get Shane Green. They should resign him because he's actually not bad. Mason said that he'd like the Cubs to sign him, actually. Yeah, on at Cubs win, go follow. Despite the fact he, his home runs per nine was like 5. Madison Bumgarner levels of production. in general, I'll give it a. You get an A. What?
Yeah. There's some good disagreements in these grades, I feel. This is good.
Who's going now?
Well, what's that? All right, what do you disagree about it, Mason?
Well, let him give his grade, and then he'll tell
me. My grade is right? A C+.
A C plus? Yes. Okay.
Well, first off, how is that an A offseason? Like, they overpaid for Charlie Morton. They got Ozuna back at a decent price, which all that's probably the best move. Morton is good, but not $15 million good. They lost Melanson, Duvall, O'Day. They're going to lose Green. They let go of Fulton Evich, which they let him go for one. Pretty much just one bad postseason start. Kind of, they got Pablo Sandoval for some godforbidden reason. Dude, fucking hate him.
Go.
Of course you would, if you like flat people.
Jim Anderson.
I mean, you're fat and I don't like you. You're fat and I don't like you.
Okay, look, here's a fact. Sandoval is better than Moncada. That's a fact.
That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Why would you even say that?
He's doing that just to piss you off.
Sandoval's clutch, so I'll just say that. He's clutch. I like.
Actually, yeah, the White Sox could use them since they can't do anything in elimination games.
I mean, the D-backs faced their elimination game 2 weeks earlier.
I mean, we've won an elimination game sooner than the White Sox, fun fact.
Yeah, and then you lost against the Dodgers.
Yeah. When was the last time the White Sox ever won a playoff game, actually? Actually, a series.
When was the last time the D-backs
won a series? Last time they won a series. Answer that for me, please.
I mean, when was the last time the D-backs won the World Series? We won 2005. All right, that's the end of that conversation.
Okay, I would say the White Sox have done worse since actually 2005. Actually,
hey guys, your team hasn't lost the World Series. Yeah, we've been terrible
for the last 10 years. Thanks for reminding me. It's been the worst 10 years of my life. Go ahead, Mason.
Holy shit. Well.
I remember when Diaz gave up the walk off, me and my dad were just laughing.
Oh. Did your dad also teach you like Tom Brady later that night?
Prick.
All right, guys.
Well, I said pretty much everything I wanted to say. The Ozuna deal was pretty good. Morton's a good pitcher, but he was overpaid, and they lost a bunch of good relievers plus Duvall. So it was D+ for me.
Okay. I disagree with that. Could I disagree with that?
Yeah.
You said C+. All
right. He's gonna have to pick who he's gonna copy.
Right around that area too.
Okay, so first of all, I don't.
Oh, he's gonna copy you, but he's gonna change it because
he's gonna put it in the middle.
I personally like the Morton signing because I don't think, in my opinion, there's no such thing as a bad 1 year deal.
It's
Are you bringing Greg Holland's awful one year? Greg Holland's awful 1 year contract.
That's one of them.
Yeah, but he's like washed up anyway. So, all right. So I'd say like, I don't know, like maybe like a B minus. Oh, you guys are forgetting they signed Drew Smiley.
You want to explain more?
He hasn't pitched since like, what was it? Well, before he pitched in 2020.
Okay.
Since then, Carson, I don't think he pitched since like 2018.
Okay, Carson.
Unless he pitched like an inning for us, I don't know.
You want to explain yourself, Carson? Yeah.
Carson. Please explain the genius behind the Jamie Garcia deal. Or the Jose Reyes deal. Or the Colby Nasmus deal. Or the Logan Morrison deal.
Damn it.
Oh, God.
Or the Ben Roethlisberger contract.
Fucking cunt.
Oh, God damn.
The low blow.
Well, my dad yelled out Lomo the homo one time when he saw him at bat. The only way Logan Morrison stays relevant is by talking shit.
All right, that's cool. Carson, can you explain it, please?
I'm sorry, what? Oh, my grade? Yeah, sure.
Carson, can
you chill out and I will?
No.
You see anger management. Anyways. so like
yeah, you fucking podcasting.
So like I'd say like a B plus, like a B, no, I said a B minus because the Ozuna contract was a steal. Even though I think 4 years might be a bit of an overpay, the amount of money seemed fine. Drew Smiley was an overpay, even though it's 1 year. He's like had injury problems, and
I thought you said there's no such thing as a bad 1 year deal.
Okay, well the contract time he brought up changed my mind a bit. So,
what contracts I bring up other than Morrison, Ozuna, and Smiley?
You brought up Logan Morrison. I could have sworn I did.
Wow.
Alright, anyways. So yeah, all right. B minus is my grade. I mean, can you like go in your room or something?
Alright, so could you tell
us? I am my room.
Should I get the Call of Duty mic on?
No, I'm not. Should I get the Call of Duty mic on?
No, you're fine. Just don't be a dumbass.
That's kind of hard. Keep going.
All right, I'm done. You guys can.
I'm gonna go in A.
The fuck.
I'm gonna go in A.
That's kind of bold.
Listen. Hold on.
Oh my god. They haven't helped out Freddie Freeman.
Hey, listen. I'm a man of principle.
Okay, you still won't get a girlfriend because you're a man of principle. Just letting you know.
If you like say that at school, like if you yell it out, some girl's gonna like laugh at you.
The only girlfriend you got is your fucking sister, so shut the fuck up.
Do you like fedoras, Aiden? You like fedoras?
No.
Jesus Christ.
They're bullying me.
I'm a man of principle. All right, there we go.
Oh my God, look at that. It's Aiden, the Mountain Dew God.
Did Aiden hit the Thanos quote? Didn't see him make a Thanos quote earlier.
I mean, that's great and all, but hey, Jaime weighs 50 more pounds than me to all the listeners, so just let that be known. 50 more pounds. He's fatter than me, so I don't know why he's talking about Mountain Dew.
Well, he's only drinking 10 a day.
10 Mountain Dews a day.
You realize if I cared what you thought about my Mountain Dew addiction?
You got mad when I made Mecha God Zayden battle for the Mountain Dew.
Because it's a dick thing.
But you don't care, remember? God.
The fucking putting my face on that graphic was a dick move.
Okay, well, okay. just keep going.
All right, so I'm a man of principle. God. Take that out of the way. So the this Braves team took the Dodgers to. Will you shut the fuck up? Took the Dodgers to 7 games without Soroka. They added Morton. They're good enough to win the World Series. That, oh my God.
Okay, so cards. I have a question.
Oh, just in time for the Mets one.
So I think they're good enough to win the World Series, which is why I'm
okay, but I have a question.
Enough for me to say that with Morton.
Well, it's not about like the grades or anything, but does Morton have a case to be the best starter on the Braves?
No.
I think he's got better peripherals
than
Fried and Soroka.
Well, the thing is, Soroka, I think Soroka's still out, isn't he? He's still out.
I mean, this Ian Anderson guy.
He looks good, but like what was it? It was 2020.
I know. Yeah,
but it's 2020. Do you think that he has a case?
A 100%.
If you had Fried, Soroka, and Anderson, I would say he's probably the third or second best pitcher in the Braves rotation.
He has a case.
Okay, so,
but I'm going Soroka.
But Soroka's out. At their best. So yeah, I think it would have to be Morton.
He'll be back.
He's still out. He's still out.
We said Soroka, Fried.
Yeah, Soroka. Soroka. Okay, so. Yeah.
Soroka.
Look at
the case.
Check this shit.
Carson's like, I can't hear anything. He's not even fucking in here.
Okay, so since fuck off, Faber. Since 2018, Morton's FIP is 320. He has 10.88 K per nine. 0.83 homer per nine. Fuck. I just lost it. Hold on a second. I know his whip's pretty good, too.
Okay, in conclusion, he's very good.
Hold on, I want to say one more stat. Quit being a dick. And a 150, a 115 whip, which is heavily brought up by 2020, because in 2018 it was 116, in 2019 it was 108, and 2020 was 139, but even in, I think, 2020, his FIP was 345, which is still good.
Yeah, Fangraphs has that as like above average pitcher, I think, or actually an excellent pitcher.
Right, and it's the one you said he would do good.
Just one. He pitched great the rest. I know. I'm the biggest jinx in the world. That's just how it works. So, he definitely has a case.
I think but Soroka has,
how old is Soroka?
Low average pressure.
He's not a skeleton.
He's 23, all right. So... See, he only played 3 games last year. So, he played 29 2019 at a 345 FIP. This is really good. 2.68 ERA.
Like 27 or something.
How old is Fried? I think Soroka's better than Fried. That's what I think. And then it's a toss.
I'm still going to give the edge.
Okay, I didn't look back at the goal for it.
Yeah, because he has postseason pedigree. That's what I'd say. But Morton.
Yeah, but going into the season, I think he's the best starter.
And Soroka should just get better. All right, that's fair, but I think Soroka will just get better. God damn it. What the fuck?
All right, okay, so I brought this up. Carson, ask Carson that. See what can he you says. Hear me?
Yeah, I can.
So, do you think Morton has a case, like, as of right now, to be the best starter on the Braves?
I think, like, he is, considering he's a top 10 pitcher, and, like, Soroka is, like, good, but, like, yeah, but, like, he's still young, so, he's only pitched, like, what, one full season?
Here's something else that you could debate. Morton versus Carrasco. Like, that's just something I want to talk about. I think it's close. Morton.
But we'll get to that when we get to the Mets.
Carrasco's underrated is his main point.
I'm big on the playoffs. And
yeah, just make sure you don't talk about it before he does.
Yeah, like Tanaka, in your opinion.
Yeah, I won't write.
Yeah, you did it with Tanaka too.
I mean, I wrote an article about fucking Morton.
You should do one for
winning
Tanaka.
The game for the Rays, and then he went out there.
Oh, stop!
So I completely fucked him. Fucking. All right. So we're done with them. I said an A.
All right, now you're.
All right, we're going to the Mets. Bloodbath City. Okay. Here we go. Go ahead, Martin. I'll let Carson give the
Mets. Okay, because I don't think Zayden did it when it came for the White Sox. He didn't.
And I'm doing it for the Cubs next week.
I guess you go then, Carson.
All right, so
it's my thing. I got nothing else.
You're doing it for every other team.
Calm the fuck down.
Stroman's you know, not really the like Boston. Keeley or anything. But...
Should I just go?
No. Can you like just? You guys keep distracting me and screwing me up. Stroman's like not elite or anything, but like he's a okay, I guess like a fit, like a fourth starter, or I don't know where he fits in. No, third. Well, until Syndergaard comes back, he's third. He might do better since Ramos isn't catching him, and Ahmed Rosario is in at shortstop since he's a ground ball pitcher. They also got, what's his name, Jacob Barnes. Alonso hit like a nuke off him. I remember when he was on the Royals. They got Trevor May, Among Us dude.
Is this the Among Us guy?
I mean, your mic fucking sucks. We can hear Carson's echo.
Well, sorry, my mic was actually working fine. The second Carson joined, I disconnected. Yeah, exactly.
Is that why you say Carson?
Merge mode active.
God damn it.
Mason mode active, aka virgin mode.
So they
okay, is that better?
For James McCann, even though the James McCann sign was an overpay, but I guess it's just that's like just kind of how the market works now. Like, well, based just off of this offseason, because like, look, name a free like name some free agents that didn't get overpaid. Like,
well, Paxton.
Like, just look at the entire. Just look at the entire market and like look at some of the free agents that got overpaid. And then they traded for Lindor and Carrasco for a bag of chips.
How are you playing fucking clinched. MLB The Show in the
background? yeah. Fine. I'll pause it.
Just mute the TV.
They claimed Stephen Tarpley off waivers from the Marlins. He's actually looked good in spring training so far. They traded for Joey Lucchese, the Churv dude. He has like this 59-mile-per-hour pitch that like throws hitters off. It's cool. He's also looked good in spring training. After that, the Jared Porter stuff that we're not going to talk about because that's not relevant. Oh God, he's gonna.
I'm sure Jaime will get to that. It's not easy going into that other team's
blood. Okay, I'm actually muted.
Turn that shit off.
Okay.
God damn. Fucking out here. I hear it's not easy to.
Okay, guys, I got an idea. Okay, Mason's gonna give our official MLB The Show 21 review.
Okay, so they signed Aaron Loop after that. He's pretty good. He might not do as good though, since it's not like. Because if you look at his numbers outside of 2020, like I think he'll be like a maybe like a 330 ERA guy, like a lefty specialist. But and then Albert Almora Jr., Mason's favorite player. I've heard he's actually like changed his stance, like he's fixed his approach.
At least he's not Aston Russell, who beats his wife.
Dude. I mean, at least he's not like Kel Marte taking PEDs.
What's worse, taking PEDs or beating your wife? Please answer me that. One's worse than the other, though.
They're both crimes.
Both crimes. It's the point. But let's move on.
Okay, so. They signed Jonathan VR.
I don't care. He's tried to change his approach at the plate. He's not going to do
it. But Mason, he made one cool catch in Colorado.
What? Okay, he makes good defensive plays, but that doesn't make him a good defender.
What Carson is doing is he's grasping. He's trying to find something.
Yeah, he's not going to be good. Why was
that?
But
you didn't even need to point that out. He's not going to be good.
I don't know. I was just saying that because I wanted to see like Mason get pissed off. It's funny watching him get pissed at stuff like that.
Dick. I mean, at least he's not us on our team anymore. He's not going to cost us games.
He'll get DFA'd. He'll get claimed by the Nationals or something.
D-backs.
Yeah, he'd be a perfect fit. So then they signed VR. Like I said, he runs well, but like outside of that, he's pretty bad. He was like relevant for one year, like 2016.
He missed a tag in spring training, and then threw the first, and whoever was playing first didn't catch it. I was like,
Brandon,
is that today
Drury,
or yesterday?
Yeah, he's on Tuesday, I think. Like last Tuesday. Well, he missed a tag, but he still tagged him, I think. And it's spring training games. He's not going to look back. They're just going to be like, oh, I don't care. You can do that. What else?
He tagged him with his glove, but the ball was in his other hand. Like, I don't get it.
Oh, some catcher just got nailed in the nuts by a foul ball from Chris Brown. Yeah, he was like grabbing his nuts. I just look up and I'm like,
oh my God.
Anyways, let's not get off topic. Uh,
Then they overpaid for Taiwan Walker. What's his name? Jaime's favorite player.
Yes.
He might be like an okay fifth starter, but
yeah, with his career FIP of 3.99. Actually, his career FIP is like 4.30, I think. The only season he had. Look. Under 4 was 27, and his FIP was for like 3.93. So nothing special.
He hasn't even looked good in spring training so far. He's looked like he's pitched one game and he's looked bad. I'd say like maybe an A-. I don't know. Oh, I'm surprised I didn't get biased comments A-. Or anything.
All right, well, I guess.
By Zayden himself.
Talking about biased comments. All right.
But guys, I'm not biased. I'm not biased, guys.
I'm pretty sure you're the biggest biased prick in the whole fucking world. No, Jaime's just like says the D-backs.
They do suck really, though.
Just so we.
We're talking
think
about
he's not biased. Even like,
so, it's your point.
Yeah, they do. But just because
I've literally talked trash on our own players on a daily basis.
No, fuck off.
Yeah, because you are.
I've done that multiple times, but you still think I'm biased. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Your incoming joke.
Fuck you. Go ahead, Nace.
I'm gonna say this like if
Tony La Russa joke.
If they extend,
is someone like punching the roof in their house? Like, what's going on?
What the fuck are you talking about, dumbass?
I hear something in the background.
Oh, I'm watching the Cubs game.
Well, can you stop watching?
Jesus, Harold, fuck!
Nathan, give us your
also,
grade.
Also, do not edit out the part where I talked about the guy getting hit in the nuts. I think that was pretty funny.
Quit yelling at me, dick.
All right, go ahead, Mason. I'm not yelling at you. I'm getting pissed because we keep going off topic.
That's nothing.
It's already like Wait. Jesus Christ.
I'm kind of stuck.
Hey, Mason.
Go, Mason. Everybody
A-
else just
and
the fuck
B+.
Up.
Jaime, shut your cocksucker.
Personally, I'd say A minus because I'll admit the McCann and Walker signings were pretty bad.
He's still talking.
That's why I'm debating.
Like, well, they weren't bad. They were
just.
Just
fucking B plus.
I thought me.
All right, let's stop. Find me as AIDS.
Yeah. Lindor trade is good.
So
he's a top three shortstop, but he's kind of become overrated the past couple years.
Yeah, I'll admit that's true.
And Carrasco was really good fucking pickup. McCann, they obviously needed a catcher, but I didn't really like that deal they gave him. Maybe if it was for like 2 years, not four.
I'd do like 2 years with like a club option.
Just backup.
How much did they pay May?
I think, if I'm correct, I think it was like 18 million. What? I don't know. That sounds actually like way too low.
18 million? For Trevor May?
I don't know.
I don't remember. You Google it.
There's no way in fuck Trevor May was paid $18 million.
No, there's no
2 years, $15 million.
I don't remember.
Two years, $15 million. Yes, it's not 1 year, $18 million.
May's a good reliever, but I don't know if she's worth that much.
Well, for a top 20 reliever, I'd consider it fine. But, well, he's in the Mets bullpen now, so some worry.
What? I could have swore.
Yeah, because a 1 year deal. Said
Hendricks got overpaid.
Well, me? I'm the one who said. Well, I was the one who said Hendricks is overpaid.
Mason. Are you trying to?
Oh, I said it just for fun because I like because I thought it was funny how he got pissed off and like got brought up as mechanics. Well, no, I don't make fun of grandpa or anything that bad. I just make baseball jokes.
God damn it! About to pick up my.
No.
Jesus fucking Christ!
Watch, Mason's not gonna say something like, "Oh, I got a belt. I'm not afraid to hang myself."
Can we stay on topic for 5 fucking seconds? Can I go now? Jesus.
No.
Fuck off.
yeah.
Signing on. Well, I like the player, Yamamoto. I like him. But they have so many starting pitchers. They don't even, like, I think they're pretty much fucking full of starting pitchers. Like, at this point, they should just trade.
Yeah, don't forget the Max trade.
Yeah, but they also came back to that by getting Taiwan Walker.
If Walker somehow has a FIP under 3.99, they should actually trade him to the Orioles.
Who's worse, Walker or Max?
Walker.
I think Walker's worse.
Here's a funny story, okay? The D-backs were hyping up his return last year because he had, like, Tommy John or something. They're overhyping it so much, he pitched, like, one pitch and left the game. Then they cut him.
Wait, they actually, like, released him?
Well, they didn't resign him. So we were overhyping him just for him to do that.
Someone else, Lucchesi, I like.
That's like me with them. I think Lucchesi's better than Taiwan Walker.
Well, at this point, they should just trade Peterson.
Or DeGrom. You know, they could trade DeGrom.
Start out in the minors. They rushed Peterson. They should let him start in the minors.
They got way too many starting pitchers, and he's around the same age as them. Like, Lucchesi and what's his face?
Okay, look.
Injury problems in the past. They're gonna need all that pitching depth. They're the Mets, like you said.
But what about when Syndergaard comes back? Is he coming back before the trade deadline?
He's coming back like early June. Also, Taiwan Walker has history injury, so, like, they could just put him on the IL.
Taiwan Walker has a history of dick sucking, too.
Like Jake Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, he, like Craig Kimbrell with the Cubs.
But he had a good 2020, is it, mate, Carson?
Didn't he have, like, a negative war? But did good, like, at the same time? Like, how is that possible?
He had a negative FIP in September, I know that. Which is, I didn't even know that was possible.
Jeez.
That ain't my fault, asshole.
You're off topic, Mason.
Well, they're talking about Kimbrel.
I'll take the blame for
this. You don't have to go along with it.
Well, I said all I need to say. I gave my grade.
Tell him to fuck off and move on.
I'm just going to say some real dick shit, too. Go,
you can interrupt.
Okay, they get an A. That's it. An A. Yeah? Not yet.
Hey,
They get A. They get A.
You done?
There, I'm done.
Get an A? Alright, I'm gonna give them an F. They re-signed they traded for that dick bag for
the
door. They fucking
Trust me, I'm not biased.
They signed reduction. They signed Albert Almora Jr. So bad off season.
But my action, and they signed that. Yeah. So they got an F. We're gonna move to standings. No, I'm just kidding. They got a.
That's an interesting grade.
I'll go. Fuck.
That's a bit generous. B.
No, the F word.
What? A B?
Dude, an F is a bit generous. Are you sure about that?
Give him a super F.
All right, we're moving to standings. I don't have time. Super F.
No, I did it for the White Sox.
Probably what you get. So. Okay, just fuck off.
The we're Phillies. Going
to fifth place. Who do you have? What's the record?
No.
I mean, are you kidding?
0-126.
What's the record?
Just joking. Okay. Oh my god. Before you blow a gasket, whatever you call it. But seriously, fifth place Marlins. 67-95.
What's the record?
Marlins. Right, shit, let me pull up my Marlins 71-91.
Hey Carson.
Carson.
I said Marlins.
You can't hear anything, guys.
Carson!
Jesus Christ.
71-91. Marlins.
70. Okay, Carson.
Yeah.
Carson. Can you sing Get Mesmerized by the Mets?
Dude, I'm not. No.
Oh. What?
I said, can you sing Mets Forget Mets Rise? The hit song by the Mets. The Phillies.
All right, Jaime, who do you have in fourth place? God.
81-81.
What's the record?
Yeah, you look outside your window.
Jesus Christ, it's exactly what I had.
I had the Phillies at 79-83.
Go ahead.
Mason. Well, now that's generous.
Yours was higher, dumb shit. Carson.
Was it?
Yeah, you copied off his page. Shit, I had, weasel.
Okay, so I have
Carson.
Place 80-82.
The Philadelphia Phillies. Just joking. So in third place, I have the Syracuse Mets, the minor league team. But seriously, the Nationals. Nationals. 80. What do I have right here? 85-77. Very, very weak division.
Nationals 82-80.
All right, Mason, go ahead. Carson,
Throwback.
Calm down. He lives in Florida. Don't bully him too much.
Where the hell is he?
Was he a comeback saying, "I said"?
Carson!
Third Nationals, 82-80.
What's your record? Who's in third? Oh, my God.
Okay, I got the Braves at 90. Wait, what? 90-72.
On your news for Carson.
What?
I had the Mets at 93-69.
He said the funny number.
I mean, shut the fuck up.
In second, I have the Mets at 91-71.
Go ahead.
What?
I mean, it's funny, you know. I don't want to mention Jaime.
So I'm higher on the Mets than anyone in there.
Second at 90-72.
I mean, I have him at first.
Oh, well, yeah, except for fuckhead Jaime. Yeah. And Jaime's just fucking retarded, you know, so don't really take his opinion.
He doesn't count because he's on his knees for Carson.
Meanwhile, you still bring me all. You guys still bring me back.
I saw Jaime at the.
Was that pig you saw in the grass?
He had an ice cream truck.
Was there methamphetamine in the ice cream? Just asking.
Always.
Okay, the Mets 150-12.
Go, Jaime.
Okay. Okay. Hey, 96-66.
Price.
What?
96.
At least not 150-12.
Braves at 94-60.
Mason.
Braves 96-66.
All right, Carson. All right, I got the Braves at 97-65.
What about our last segment?
65. All right, that's it.
Dan Winkler's
kind of pissing me off right now.
Any final thoughts? That's our last segment.
What happened?
So Dan Winkler's kind of pissing me off right now.
What is?
That guy, the Hummer, all of that.
The way he has his stats up is pissing me off. Like, it doesn't look good on him.
What?
Like, it only works for
some. Okay, I got some final thoughts. Wait, what's his socks out? How high are they, actually?
Socks, like, they're, I don't know, like, below his knees.
They're at crotch level.
That's where everybody has them.
Their crotch?
No, dumbass.
Not 100 pence. Not 100 pence.
100 pence isn't in the league anymore.
Well, yeah, but when he played, he always wore them, like, above his knees.
Oh, wait, guys. Okay, I got some final thoughts, Zayden. I got some final thoughts. No. I just said I have final thoughts.
All right, so we're done.
Well, okay, yeah. So I about like 2 weeks ago, I was supposed to give like a Sam Dyson rant. I hate Sam Dyson. So here's my mini rant. I hope Sam Dyson on his way to appeal his. Yeah. So I hope Sam Dyson on his way to court, he gets hit by a truck. That's it.
I think you said a lot worse than that in the group chat.
I saw Sam Dyson at
the head shop in downtown. The acid attack?
Yeah, you said a lot. All right,
we're in this shit.
Okay, here's the funny thing about that. Sam Dyson was like
we're done.
It was like he was accused of like domestic abuse like a year before. That's the thing. I went to Jazz Chisholm. He's a prospect for the Marlins. I went to his Instagram live. I said, Sam Dyson's wife didn't respect the game. And he read it out loud. He read it out loud. That was so bad. Okay, that's it.
All right. We're done. All right. Thank you for listening to MVP Baseball.
Oh,